Blog Talk Radio.
So, this segment, we're talking about what?
We'll just continue with the other stuff that was there. First things first, we'll go back to the movies this year. You told me to take a look and see about some of the upcoming movies that I thought was, maybe relevant to disclosing certain information to the public. We'll start off with one that was really good, Maleficent, which I mentioned in the last show. All right. Definitely see Maleficent. And understand that that's Hollow Earth people and surface dwellers, and you just gotta understand that if they wanted to, they could crush you. You know, so keep that in mind. Anyway, moving on to some other movies that caught the most of my attention. One is I, Origins. It's called I, Origins.
Is that that new Tom Cruise movie?
No, that was a different one. The whole live, die, repeat thing. Possibly, but the thing is that I'd have to tell you the context after I saw the movie to for it to be of any value. Other than the fact that, yeah, you do live, die, and then repeat, just normally in a different body. So,
by the way, Kyle.
Right. The other movie that I thought was really, really good was Jupiter Ascending. Okay.
Yeah.
Jupiter Ascending.
They project Jupiter as being a star, correct?
Well. If a planet is alive, okay, then there's normally a being, all right, that is the planet. There are lots of different kinds of beings in the cosmos. The bigger the being, the more life is possible. Just depends on whether that being wants a bunch of, fire ants on it, tearing it apart, that's basically what it boils down to. But another movie that I thought was really good was Guardians of the Galaxy. That looks like a whole bunch of fun. Another one was Interstellar, except with this particular concept that they're putting out there. I'd hate to break it to all you people who think you're going to, escape to another planet, but I said that earlier on. You're not going anywhere because there's no place for you to go to. Who would take you after all the craziness that you have either done or come into contact lifetime after lifetime? Where would you go? There is no place in the universe, or possibly any other one, for that matter, that you would be welcome. Anything less than a slave. So, get that out of your heads now and focus on what you do have. This planet is actually pretty awesome. All you got is, a parasite that's got to be uprooted. At the very least, people are somewhat getting along now. At least they're not killing each other, unless the Archons tend to be involved. So, there's that. I mean, you could even just ask the Dark Elves. I mean, where the hell would they go?
Whoa. Dark Elves come from what movie?
Dark Elves, the way I would describe them is the ones that are described in Thor: The Dark World. Okay, they came from a failed reality, a universe of darkness. Okay, and they realized through their, continuous, contiguous, linear wisdom, and logic, that civilization does not continue. Okay, in a darkness setting. So they came to the universe of light, where there was enough riffraff, they could at least survive an initial destruction from beings in the universe of light, okay?
Yeah.
And they did. And they survived for a very long time here. That never happens. It never happens.
Did you see the new X-Men?
Yes, that was what I was mentioning the last show. Through mind, you can change the reality that's existing, a parallel universe. All right?
There you go.
Because everything is mind. And your consciousness is extremely powerful. It is a light.
Thoughts become your reality. Correct?
Exactly. Your thoughts become a reality because your soul is a light from the center of the universe of light. All right,
whoa.
So that is it's a fractal of the universe or God, in other words.
Remember when they were talking about 1,000 points of light in particle points of light or points of light. Is that similar, or am I off track as far as?
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. You have to explain a little bit more.
How about thinking like 1,000 points of light in thought reality, as far as I guess mental, like if you focus on something and want it to be true, and there were several people that believed in it, it would happen. Kind of deal.
Well, that's the thing. It's the same thing as your thoughts become your reality. Now, if enough people can focus on something, then it can be recorded and called true. All right, and that's the same. It's like the same thing. It's the same way that the Metatron records through DNA, though. All right. Through DNA, you can become through DNA is experience, and experience of various different races and civilizations and stuff, and their collective consciousness, all right, is stored through DNA. Okay, now the Metatron has all the DNA, so therefore, the Metatron can just transform into one of those various different races, meditate, and pull out all the information that race or civilization has ever experienced. And that is why the Metatron is the hyperdimensional God being. So,
really?
Yeah. There's actually I'm kind of getting off track here. There's actually two more movies that I wanted to cover.
You're at your best when we just like talk about this kind of stuff. So keep going.
Yeah. This is kind of important for the other people. Mockingjay. The conclusion to the Hunger Games. There's like there's going to be like two parts or something like that. But it's the conclusion, and how the conclusion comes about that I want people to focus on, because that is what's about to happen. All right, in our social structures here on planet Earth. So pay close attention to how it's dealt with and how it's portrayed and how it's projected onto you guys. And then of course the other movie that caught my attention was a movie called Squirrels, because there's just something about squirrels that just says, anyway.
You want to eat them or fuck them?
I'm not sure. But pay attention to those guys, because there's just something about them. I was hiding behind trees and shit,
Into squirrels?
Yeah, the squirrels.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well,
Metatron.
As far as me, what are you talking about? Like eight squirrels? Really?
Just keep an eye on them.
Nah.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah, they're not trustworthy.
Really? Squirrels are out of control? Really?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I got my air rifle. I'm good. But
great.
Yes, squirrels.
Yeah. Really?
Really, squirrels.
They live inside of trees, don't they? Just like fucking.
But do they live inside of trees? That's the question. Do they really live inside the trees? Because that's what you know, you're led to believe. But.
Right.
They're always hiding behind the trees whenever you look at them, which means they're watching you. Yeah. Yeah. So think about that.
Squirrels, but I mean, there's been a lot of dead squirrels on my street here lately. Those little fuckers. I'm not enough for eating them, some bitches though. God, they got a tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
another thing. How many other animals can you think of that have big bushy tails like that?
That I would eat?
No. Period.
Fuck! I had really been watching outside of the squirrel. I mean, kind of locked in with the squirrel. I might go check my. Chipmunk, maybe. Or...
Yeah, they're pretty closely related, but yet, no big bushy tail.
Maybe a prairie dog.
Nope, no big bushy tail.
How about a gopher?
No big bushy tail.
Right.
So yeah, see? See, they're not trustworthy.
Poor squirrels, they're got blasted. Especially Oklahoma City with that new law they passed for fucking firearms. And you can drink and pull the trigger. And, you know, fuck, it's getting wet. Squirrels are so fucking, you know, well, fuck, you know. They've never bought me anything, so, you know, fuck them. You know, I've never been a fan of the squirrels. So. Fuck. But, you know, I was walking something today. Fucking grizzly bear, be 1,500 pounds, hibernate, and come out, and it's like 500 pounds, you know. So.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out, is a squirrel a mammal?
Yeah, I think so, and it's a rodent, I know that.
But, I mean, they give birth, though, right?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. Those little fuckers. So they're a mammal.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, you know, everything that I've noticed about them shows they're not trustworthy. They're always watching you because the second you look at them, they just hide behind the tree. So you can't see them anymore. So, you know. Anyway.
By the way, disclaimer, right now, disclaimer, don't start shooting squirrels, period.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be watching them, not they should be watching you. You know.
I'm just saying, They start drawing down squirrels just because we said you should.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I just said keep an eye on them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, if they're watching you, you should be watching them. In other words, you know, well, I mean, you know what? Actually, you can liken that to what's going on right now, okay? Everyone's saying, oh, the NSA is and CIA is watching me. And like, well, bitch, you have no fucking idea. You have no idea. You know what? You know what? You step into my life one day, all right? At least I can actually say, yeah, the CIA is watching me. Yeah.
Yeah.
The NSA is watching me. Yeah, I got a giant-ass, you know, artificial intelligence watching me because there is. And if you watch me yourselves or hire a PI to do so, all right, you're going to notice that, yeah, it actually is happening to me, and you're just paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paranoid, but for a good reason.
I'm not.
And it's measurable. So, you know, throw in some science there. How about that? But anyway, the point is that there's this new game called Watch Dogs, where it seems to be the point of it is to use the technology, information technology, to network in and communicate information to people in real time. And if you get a large enough group together that understands this principle and concept, all right, you can do amazing things in a very short period of time. It's even mentioned on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You guys have no idea how much easier it is to do our job now that you've networked in, you know? So why don't you guys stop complaining about it and do it yourself, all right? It's not hard. You just get a large group of friends and like-minded people together that you trust and do the same thing. It's the info war, you know, like Alex Jones. It's the info war. It's like the whole George Norrie and the late night, strange talk shows.
Coast to coast.
Info war, you know.
Coast to coast.
Yeah, coast to coast. All right.
And
that is the information war.
Hold on. And credit goes to Art Bell and George Norrie. Bottom line.
So, you know, the goal is to participate, not just say, oh, I'm a victim. If you think you're a victim, your thoughts become your reality, and then you are a victim, and there is no escape, at least not the stuff that I'm talking about, unless you take control of your situation. You have to take control of your situation. So, yeah, some good came out of that tangent anyway. Hopefully I made my point. I'll continuously, you know, mention things that are relative to this whole crazy situation as we go along. But, you know, use your smartphone.
Hey, Lucia, go back to Captain America. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, let's see, Captain America. That one was it's kind of a tough one to do, but I'm going to repost some of the symbolisms in relation to reality from Captain America. Now, the question I ask you is a little while back, who attacked the CIA? About 9/11. Okay? Who attacked them? That is the question. And if you watch Captain America, the Winter Soldier, all right, it explains what happened. Now, if you can follow the symbolism that I posted on Oklahoma Ufologist Consensus a little while back, hold on. Okay. Wait a second. I almost got it. Hold on. Just bear with me just a second. I'm going to try to tell you the date I posted.
The by the way, I want to say this. I have been a huge Kiss rock and roll fan for years. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And tonight, Kiss was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, I've been to Cleveland, where it is, and I think most of the time they have New York City, but they have, they first said they were going to be there or play or whatever, but they showed up, of course they did, and I think Stevie Nicks was there. Anyway.
Okay, all right, I found it.
Yes, hold on. Dressed to Kill. Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, Ace Frehley, Paul Stanley. Thanks for rocking the free world. Glad you're in. Glad you showed up. Endorsed by Rob Tittle, little old me here, Center Universe, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Rock on. Kiss Army. All right, go ahead.
Okay, back on April 30th on Oklahoma Ufologist Consensus.
I did see that.
I posted a information. Oh, by the way, this is on Facebook. So you get on Facebook and you go to Oklahoma Ufologist Consensus and then look for the April 30th post and you will see the Watchers Out of Time, the H.P. Lovecraft. Anyway, it's an H.P. Lovecraft story. Basically, you see the circle and the tentacles and all that. All right, and then you look over there to the Captain America Winter Soldier symbolism, all right, and you see the glowing orb, the skull, and the tentacles, okay? And then below that, you got the Captain America, the first show, the older symbolism, all right? The point is that represents the Archons, okay? So when it talks about the AI in Winter Soldier, and then it talks about the algorithm to predict what you're going to do, all right, you have to realize you have to take control of the info war. Use your PDA.
Right.
Use your smartphone. Use your computer.
Right.
All right? Spread information about things that are off, things that are different, things that are crazy, because they just might turn out to be more than just true, but actually being suppressed by an intelligence way beyond your comprehension. And that is why you don't believe anything without actually seeing it for yourself.
Yeah.
That, and it's just not true if you don't see it. At least not to you, anyway. But I also posted some other interesting videos. There's one on Nephilim, the truth from this one guy. I forgot what his name was. I hit him up to see if he'd come on the show, but I hadn't heard back from him yet. Then there's also another one that was pretty good called Ninja Gardeners. We were finishing up our seed bomb tutorial video, so I think it's out now. But basically, it's a really good idea. You should start making them, and doing what it recommends there. Because when the apocalypse arrives, you might actually have some food when everyone else is out of it. Because they're going to be ransacking pantries, all right, not checking vacant lots for food. And then also, there's also another statement. Growing your own food is like printing your own money, and that quote was from Ron Finley. So think about that. Seeds are pretty cheap. Look at how much food you can get out of each plant compared to how much you paid in water to water it and the time it took to plant the thing and how many plants you get out of each seed packet. Like, $2.99?
I want to talk about an email that was sent to me earlier. It's from Planet X Town Hall, by the way. the first video program in our series, Planet X 101, Who, What, When, Where, Why, and How, featured an analyst of American Meteor Society, AMAS, Fireball Observation Reports for 2013. Solitary rocks that come screaming out of the heavens and make the evening news. In this program, we will present our detailed findings of recent fireball observation from around the world. Outside the U.S., there are no other non-governmental reporting as thorough as the AMS. Who's the AMS, by the way? Nonetheless, global fireball reports are likewise on the rise, so this video includes a 2014 AMS update plus international observation trends. The numbers do not lie. If you live along the coastline, the stats trends presented in this program are sobering. This is because 71% of the surface of our planet is covered by oceans. Worse yet, unless these trends dramatically reverse themselves, there is a high likelihood of a deep impact and venom near future. This is PlanetX101.com.
I do have a comment on that. Deep Impact, the movie, anyone see that? Big-ass tidal wave, can save 2 million people. We'll restart the human race. We live in, we're sending them to an underground facility, blah, 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 blah. Just keep that in mind. And then also this, California, and then all the states that border it.
Those
and then maybe one more.
Kyle, there's 6.2 outside of Mexico today.
Ooh, grounds for a tsunami. But,
right. They haven't gone off.
Huh?
They have not done tsunami warnings on this. It was 10 millimeters. 10 M's.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 7 and 8 in the ocean are pretty much grounds for a tsunami.
Hold on.
Everywhere. So,
there's 6.2 earlier today. This showed a 6.9 in Greece. No, that's way back home. Recent. Venezuela. The 6.2 was 259 kilometers west southwest of Tomalton, Mexico. Paper green, Chico. I don't know why there's not tsunami warnings on this, to be honest with you.
Well, if they told you, it'd just be ignored until everybody died. But then, I don't know. It might actually be a good idea to suppress them if you really think about it. Because if you tell people, they're not going to listen to you. Okay, so that they, if you know, you leave a enough of a trail, right, to say, hey, we told you, but nobody listened, okay? And then everybody died. The survivors would be, like, ever conscientious of this fact for a very long period of time, and among some other things as well. They would start looking at every little bit of natural Earth-like information, Earth-related information, asteroids, anything that could cause it, money.
You don't want it.
Time and effort would go into it.
They have tried to with information. You know what? I don't see a 6.2 on drugs today. They've been censoring drugs. So now that makes sense. Fucking makes sense.
Right, but not total censorship, because they have to have told you in order to change and modify the behavior to actually do something about it in the future, because that's just the way that we're doing things on planet Earth right now. But I leave you with this.
Yeah.
You have a deep impact in the ocean, all right, in the Pacific Ocean. California is going down along with every state that borders them. And the reason why is a tidal wave or tsunami coming at the ocean between 500 and 600 miles an hour. That is 1.5 to two, maybe even 3 miles